This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Weekend 2 of the Austin City Limits Music Festival starts tomorrow and will bring to our fine city artists like Childish Gambino.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no.
And Robin.
There's this empty space you left behind. Now you're not here with me.
And The Cure. But we have someone here to give you more of an insider's scoop to ACL, Matt Riley with our sister station, KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. You were there last weekend, Matt. How'd it go?
Warm, but it was great. It seems to be working.
KUTX has a presence at the Austin City Limits Music Festival. What can you tell me about the bonus track stage?
So the bonus track stage is in the wine lounge. It's kind of by the main entrance. And so it's a small stage, and it's a reprieve from the regular music programming that the festival has. So you've got Bon Appetit. Andrew Knowlton from Bon Appetit is there. And last week, I know he interviewed Aaron Franklin from Franklin's Barbecue. And so they're doing the food stuff. And then we are doing some podcast tapings, KUTX is. And then we brought our friends from NPR Music down. So last weekend, it was Stephen Thompson from All Songs Considered talking to Jenny Lewis and Billie Eilish. And then this weekend, Rodney Carmichael from All Songs Considered will be coming down and on the bonus track stage. So if you're down there and you're looking to kind of get away from everything, head on over near the wine lounge and check out the bonus track stage because some great stuff going on over there.
Just like last week, we want to highlight some of the less obvious choices at ACL, the undercard, as you say. So what is this band from Los Angeles?
We love them. They're called Cherry Glazer. High energy rock music. And so that's going to be at 2:45 on Friday.
What if I want some of the music of ACL without having to go down to Zilker Park? Any shows around town you'd recommend?
Yeah, Friday night at Stubbs, James Blake.
You use both hands, I use both hands. We meet in the middle, we meet in the sand.
So this is super cool. You get to see him with 2,000 people instead of 20,000 people if you want to go to Stubbs. You don't have to go down to the park for this. You can just go down to Red River. After James Blake plays at Stubbs, you can move inside to see Austin's Mobley. Playing an ACL late night set inside at Stubbs on Friday.
Okay, on Saturday at ACL, who are you looking out for?
At 12:30, this guy's out of Canada, and we've had him come in the studio before. He plays country music, but we have no idea what he looks like. His name is Orville Peck.
Don't leave, don't cry. You're just another boy caught in the rye. Don't say goodbye. Head full of nothing and I'm wondering.
Orville Peck wears a mask. It's like a Lone Ranger mask with fringe. And even when he was loading in here, he wouldn't take his mask
really?
Off. And so it's just kind of like straight ahead old school country music, but you don't know what this guy looks like. So there's an air of mystery about him. And that's happening at 12:30 on Saturday. And then from right here in Austin at 12:45, you could check out Abby the Nomad.
Around the time that the cacti wakes up in the night, I'll open the ties. I'll be waiting by the rocks on top of the hill with a glow stick, map of the sky. Oh, I've got a surprise.
And that's 12:45 on Saturday at ACL. What about the late night shows downtown Austin on Saturday?
Yeah, so out of Australia, a great singer-songwriter by the name of Julia Jacklin. We'll be playing at the Parish Saturday night. And then over on the east side at the historic Scoot Inn, you've got Joseph. out of Portland. With Caroline Rose. I do a hair flip, I shut my stuff. You whispering at me, I can't hear you, I say what? I don't have a job, but I got a lot of time. Baby, show me yours, and then maybe show you mine. That's happening Saturday night at Scoot Inn. And Julia Jacqueline Joseph and Caroline Rose all playing down at the festival on Sunday. So you could catch them down there as well. But if you're looking to kind of get out of the Zilker scrum, then you could go over to either the parish or the Scoot Inn.
Now, what if you're just diving right back into it on Sunday? What would you recommend people see besides the main acts at the end of the festival?
Our KUTX Artist of the Month right now is Leyline. Oh, and they're going to be playing at 12:45 in Zilker Park. This next artist was the toast of South by Southwest 2019, Yola. The UK singer, massive voice, amazing talent, record produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. It sounds like you've been transported back to 1975. That should be a ton of fun. That's at 2:45. And then if you're a fan of the Grateful Dead and that sound, well, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers are playing in the tent down in Zilker Park. In his eyes, we gonna take a ride. Oh, we gonna take a ride. Oh, we gonna ride. That's your train. And Jay Trachtenberg from our station stopped by there, and he was like, it sounds exactly like Jerry Garcia in here.
Wow.
So if you're fans of the Dead, because Bruce Hornsby played with the Dead a lot, you've got a little option there at 6 o'clock on Sunday night at ACL Fest. Now, if you're going down there and going, I'm going to see Lizzo. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
A lot of people said that last weekend, right?
Yeah, so Lizzo is not on a main stage because when they booked her, she did not have a number one song on the Billboard charts. She does now. This happens every year. It happened with Lorde. It happened with Iggy Azalea. It happened with Foster the People. So when they book a year out, in that time between the booking and the actual festival,
a lot can happen.
A lot of these artists blow up. And so Lizzo has become a massive star in the last 10 months. She's on a stage that's probably designed for 5,000 to 10,000, and then 40,000 are trying to get in there. So I'm not saying don't go. Plan ahead. Get there early and sharpen your elbows.
And to try to make things easier for people, Austin City Limits said today that they will be simulcasting Lizzo's performance on a second stage nearby on giant video screens to give fans an opportunity to spread out more. But we appreciate the professional advice from an ACL veteran, Matt Riley, with our sister station KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
And I must mention, Nathan, if you don't want to leave the comfort of your couch, well, we have so much great content online. We're recording things backstage. We're playing them on the radio. We've got photos. We've got videos. We've got all kinds of fun things if you want to get an idea of what's going on down there, but not go down there. KUTX.org.
Or 98.9 FM. Thank you so much, Matt.
Sure thing.